It was a peaceful gathering outside Albany Police Headquarters. Officers closed city streets and redirected traffic so protesters could march and lie down on Henry Johnson Boulevard in a 13-minute tribute to Donald Dante Ivey. That's the time it took back on April 2nd for the police encounter that resulted in Ivey's death. The rally had been announced Wednesday, shortly after a grand jury decision not to indict police was made public. Thursday, the Ivey family went on local television, stating video showed officers beating and spitting on Ivey. Friday, Albany police released the videos, which showed no such incidents and likely diffused tensions prior to the street rally. Chief Brendan Cox says the officers will not be fired. A second rally is scheduled for Monday, 6 p.m., outside City Hall. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.